Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
A new vaccine alliance has been launched today with the aim of boosting the uptake of childhood vaccines and reducing vaccine hesitancy. I spoke to the Minister of State with responsibility for health promotion and the national drug strategy, Catherine Byrne, a little earlier. I asked her what is the idea behind this alliance.
The aim of the new vaccine alliance is to bring a group of people together from all the different services, like Pavi Point, Students' Union of Ireland, HSC, Royal College of Surgeons, and others, and UNICEF Ireland. It's a steering group that will come together to work together to, I suppose, work on getting out the message about targeting different groups, vulnerable groups and community groups around inoculation of children. And that's basically what it's been.
Why is it? And we've seen the surveys recently that high-income countries, middle-class families, and in this country as well, have the lowest confidence in vaccines.
Well, I think one of the reasons is just information around it and the importance of giving the right information. And the information can be only given by those people who are medical experts. And I think taking advice from medical experts, that's where it should be. That's where families should be looking at. And looking at the overall approach as to why there should be immunisation in countries. And what we don't want happening here in Ireland is losing that status of having children immunised from an early age group and even around measles. And we've seen outbreaks of measles and whooping cough and that, and to keep that number so high that we can have that immunity across all different age groups as well.
We've seen a number of European countries, the UK included, losing its measles-free status recently. Ireland could end up following it in the same suit. But Simon Harris said recently, the Minister for Health, he said recently, personally, his own personal view, he would like to see vaccinations made mandatory. He talked about the constitutionality issue, but that's another day's work. What's your personal view?
Well, I think that advice has been looked from the Attorney General on that, and the department is looking at the advice they've been given. So it's not up to me to outline what my personal
view is. What is your view?
Well, I really believe that people should have their children vaccinated. Look, I'm a mother and a grandmother, and all my children have been vaccinated down through the years, and my grandchildren as well. And I think it's important, you know, children, when they get the measles, can become very ill, and it can leave life-threatening situations for them as well.
And consequences for other families if your children are in school without vaccination.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you go as far as Simon Harris? Would you say, let's go down the mandatory route?
I think I would, yes. I do believe that we need to look at it. This is a serious issue. The children are being left with disabilities, particularly with the measles and other infectious diseases. And we have a serious issue in school where some children are vaccinated and some children are not only in school but in play school as well. I think we need to be serious. We're looking to protect children's health into the future, not only the children now but the future children of this country as well.
Once we start talking about vaccinations on this programme, we always get a plethora of emails and texts and tweets from certain listeners who are going to tell us that we're not covering the anti-vaccination side. What would you say to the people who don't believe in allowing their children to be vaccinated?
Well, I think, and I'll speak as a parent, if you don't mind, in this. I think as a parent and a young parent at the time when your children are getting vaccinated, of course you do have a sense, am I doing the right thing? But in the long run, I can only say what I have experienced in my own family and even with my grandchildren now, looking at them, they have not have any of those serious illnesses. And I think that's where, to me, it's important that we get the message out that this is sound medical advice. This is coming from experts to have their children vaccinated.
Are social media companies playing their part? Are social media companies doing enough to stop the spread of misinformation?
Well, I think that's where Minister Harris was coming from in his last, when he said about social media companies and speaking to them and trying to get them to understand that there has to be a positive message about vaccination right across all age groups as well. And we've seen in the HPV now with the girls, and now the boys are having it as well. And that's starting in the schools now in September for boys. And I really think that's a really good initiative. And there's a lot of parents I know locally, and even in my own family, who my own nieces and nephews are having the HPV and have had the HPV vaccine as well. And I think that's what about, putting a stop to these really, really terrible diseases when young people get them at a very early age in their life. It can leave them with devastation effect.
Minister, I want to talk to you as well about drug use and drug abuse, because there was a report in the Examiner yesterday, an interview on this station with Michael Geeran, an addiction counsellor at Coonvora in County Limerick, and talking about the use of cocaine now, not just in urban areas anymore, and that was bad enough, but in every rural corner of Ireland now, every town and village. And he said children as young as 13, they have waiting lists that are getting longer by the day. Will you be pressing that they get those resources?
Well, you see, can I just say two things on this? One is, whether it's rural Ireland or urban Ireland, the increase of any drug trends is very worrying, not only for young people, but even for older people as well. And we've seen in the last number of months, sadly, where young people are losing their lives because they want, of course, to be part of the gang, and they use drugs. And unfortunately, some people die even on their first time to take a drug. And it's very important to get a message out, not only just through politicians, but through families and parents and grandparents and schools and colleges, that illegal drugs are dangerous and they can kill you and they will kill you. There's lots of services out there in communities, in NGOs, and even in the HSE supporting addiction services. There's 240 million going into those services from my department every year.
Do you think that the services are sufficient?
I do think that we are challenged by the services. I do think there is an increase out there. I need to look at that as we go into the process of our budget and trying to look at how money can be identified and focused into different areas. And that's very much part of what we're thinking through the National Drug Strategy in reducing harm, support and recovery.
What is the message to people around drugs? Well, hold on, because the Department of Health and the HSE, they're giving mixed messages in terms of drug use. On the one hand, we're saying don't use drugs at all. And then one of the key messages ahead of the electric picnic in relation to MDMA and ecstasy was start low, go slow.
But look, listen, there's only one message here. Drugs are harmful. Illegal drugs or prescription drugs are harmful. And the message around Electric Picnic was very clear, that we know that there are people going to these festivals that are going to attempt and to try drugs. And if they do attempt to try drugs, at least there's a possibility that their lives can be saved. If they do decide to take something, to be winning company of other people, not to be on your own, to make sure there's somebody around to know if anything does happen to you, emergency services can be called straight away.
But it is a mixed message, Minister. On the one hand, the message is don't do drugs, but on the other hand, it is if you do drugs, start low, go slow.
Yeah, and
that's two messages.
Well, it may be two messages, but the point around the second part of the message is very clear to me. There are people out there who are going to try these drugs. And what we're saying is, if you do try them, you need to be in company of other people, that if you do get into trouble, that there's somebody there to raise the awareness and alert you to it. Look, listen, there's no magic bullet in this. It's about telling people drugs, whether they're legal or illegal, they harm you, they can kill you.
Minister Catherine Byrne speaking to me a little earlier.